Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
So one of the first things that you see when you go to a ICO website, right? So let me just type ICO. I wonder what happens when I type ICO in Google. So I'm sure something comes up. Okay, Dorado ICO. I have no idea what that is. I'm just clicking on it. I'm seeing it for the first time. It says Dorado, right? There is a history, there's a roadmap, there's a team, and so on and so forth. I usually, okay, buy tokens. I like to see the white paper. And I'm trying to see, I can't immediately, okay. I'm just finding it, Control F, white paper. I'm clicking on that. And going to see what the white paper looks like. So yeah, this is not the one that looks like. So what happened was when Bitcoin was launched 2009, January or whatever, Satoshi Nakamoto wrote more of something that looks like a journal paper. It looks like a more serious, pedantic type of a very dry black and white paper with some mathematical calculations. So in the early days, when I say early days, you know, 2016 and early 2017, early days of ICO markets, you saw a lot more pedantic looking white papers, right? But then what the heck are scientific looking white papers doing in this industry when you're trying to raise $10, $20, $30 million from high net worth individuals who don't have the patience and the time to go through equations or nonsense like that? So color started coming in. Like I'm looking at Dorado.tech. It's a beautiful colored one. Robots, drones, artificial intelligence, next generation leading on-demand delivery company with quarterly loyalty payout bonuses. Okay, that's what already sounds very fishy to me, is incorporated in Switzerland, which is a good thing, probably legal. White paper, February 2018. Now, if I look exec summary, vision, market, why participate in the crowd sale, Swiss-based token model, token economics, network effects, timeline roadmap, proven business model, problem, solution, explosive growth, expansion time. I'm already not liking a lot of things about this because when I look at, it doesn't look like an existing company. It looks like just a white paper. Those are extremely risky. Somebody just thought up this idea and said, oh, let me raise some money and see if I can build out something. So you should be very, very careful about things like this. Beautiful looking. Of course, it's a beautiful looking marketing white paper. That's the way it is supposed to be, colorful and all of that. It does say, I take that back. It says it's a proven business model. As stated above, Food Forward and Dorado platform are an operational fork of Food Out Group. Okay. Unfortunately, that's not a clickable link. Okay. So I would check that out more. Food Out Group. It says it's Food Out Group. It goes to apple.com. Okay, still doesn't help me at all. So, but bottom line is that's what I would really look for. Is it an existing business? So the white paper should really state that. First of all, if it is a pure white paper with an idea, I don't even recommend you write a white paper. Go work on your business. Go raise some money from angel investors and build out your product or service. Take it out to the market. See if you can build something. Get some user traction. Do they really want your solution? Don't forget that just because you can use an ICO to raise money, you can raise it for nonsense. White papers are for businesses and you should have a valid business. And we've already gone through that whole history. So the hype in ICO world has gone out very quickly, unless you're able to do what John F. Kennedy said, right? I think some people can be fooled all the time. So if you can find those some people out there in the global pockets that can get scammed all the time. So if that's the kind of a business you want to build, yeah, sure. Write a white paper without any proof. But normally, you should have had business experience in that area, or you have a product out there or a service out there that's already working, that has user traction. Maybe it has revenues, maybe it has profitability. And then you write about it. What does the white paper say? Exactly the same thing. What business are you in? Who is the team? How much have you done before? Is there a prototype or a proof of concept? What is the user community? And what are the revenues or profits or profit potential? And what is the organic need for blockchain? Are you just artificially figuring out how to use blockchain just because you want to raise money with it? Or is there an organic need for your business to use blockchain? If it is, then explain it, right? Maybe Why is it going to be beneficial? And is it for scaling? Is it for impacting better, offering services that you could not afford to offer before without the blockchain? And then money, how much are you raising? For what purposes? So you need to have a fairly clear idea about how much money you're raising and what are you raising that money for and how are you going to use it, right? So once you have all of those figured out, then the white paper is just a reflection of that common sense stuff. It's like a simply written business plan. It is not complicated. You're not writing for VCs, very savvy MBAs. You're writing for the normal average Joe. Somebody like me getting into ICOs don't know much about it, but I want to just read a simple, easy white paper and understand it. If the white paper is too complicated, they're trying to hide something. Don't invest. Don't touch things that sound so complicated they're making you feel like an idiot. And they think that, oh, these guys are so brilliant that I want to invest. No. Do not. If you don't understand the white paper, do not touch it. If you don't see the pictures of the team, don't touch it. If it sounds and smells like a scam, it is a scam. So, but anyway, coming back. So white paper should have all these elements, right? What is a business? What is all the history? How much business has already been done? How much de-risking has happened? And has this team worked on that? How much money are you raising? For what purposes? Right? Is it sounding clean? Is it interpreted in a good place? Are these good people? Have they been running a legit business for a while? Are their LinkedIn profiles organic? Have they been around for a long enough time? Or did they just put it together yesterday? So these are all the things that should be, as a writer of the white paper, you want to make sure that you're removing all that skepticism and removing all the risk as much as you can. And you're being very logical and reasonable about why you're raising money, how much you're raising, for what purposes. And then you make it easy. If I'm excited about it, tell me, okay, go watch this video. Click on this wallet. Invest money here. Right? And even if you're excited, send $100 first to that wallet. See if it goes through before you send in thousands. Right? And be careful. You know, has this wallet been hacked? You know, do you see an HTTPS SSL certificate at the very least on the ICO website? So you do your own common sense stuff to make sure that things are legit. And don't click on any links in Slack. If the white paper is taking you to some Slack group to where there is a, or a Telegram group where there's a phishing link, be very careful, right? You don't want to use any links outside of the ICO website. And that's where you go. And even that one, sometimes you cannot trust because if somebody injected code and changed the wallet address. So you want to maybe look at the same one or two days in a row, make sure it is the same wallet address before you invest. And there's no desperate urgency. Don't let all that artificial pressure, tomorrow afternoon, 12 o'clock, and the clock counter going down. These are all things that are done to fool us into investing quickly, create artificial scarcity, social proof, all of those. You know, you can Google for Robert Cialdini's persuasion principles, then you'll hopefully, by knowing them, you're a little bit less fooled. Although even I fall for them often, like I told you before. So that's the elements that you want to look for. The white paper should be simple, easy to read, fun, easily understandable, very, very clear. And it should be, first of all, there should be a reason to write the white paper. You have a legitimate business already done. A lot of de-risking has happened. If you just thought up this idea yesterday night and it was fantastic and you were convinced in your heart that this will work and you're writing a white paper, please don't write that white paper. Your fanciful idea has less than 1% chance of succeeding, no matter how strongly you feel about it. You build it out, test it out there, and just respect the hard-earned money of other people that are investing in your business. Okay, hope that helps about elements of the white paper.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.